just ain't right. There's nothing wrong with new, but we need a little more of that simple love.
So take it back
to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Give me a George Strait song with some Beastie Boys rhymes, some Ray-Bans and some moonshine. Let's take it back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road.
ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following Hurricanes Helene and Milton in the southeast, the White House is asking Congress to approve more emergency disaster relief.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Boeing says it's moving forward with plans to lay off some 17,000 employees, starting with 2,200 layoffs in Washington State and 50 more in Oregon. Health officials say one person has died and more than a dozen others hospitalized due to an E. coli outbreak linked to bagged organic carrots. More than a dozen brands now being pulled from store shelves across 19 states. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York City say two people are dead and another critically injured after a stabbing rampage.
Police say the stabbing spree appears to be the work of one man carried out at random.
These attacks seem to be unprovoked, that he just walked up to them and began to attack them with the knives.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney speaking about the suspect, a 51-year-old man with eight prior arrests. Mayor Eric Adams calls it a clear example.
Criminal justice system, mental health system, that continues to fail New Yorkers.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
A cab driver witnessed one of the stabbings and called police. Police say they have recovered two knives. Flights in New Delhi, India have been canceled due to toxic smog. Students there now in remote learning until further notice. Smog levels have surged past 60 times the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum. Similar measures have also been implemented in parts of Pakistan. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Breezy with occasional rain showers this evening, and look for pockets of fog possible. Lows steady, 45 to 50 degrees. Winds will be east southeast, 12 to 25. Rain showers ending in the morning tomorrow, then mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of year. High 58, winds southwest 10 to 20, then mostly cloudy on Tuesday night, turning colder with a small chance of light rain and snow showers late with a low of 33. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south southwest at 11 miles per hour, and it is raining, and we have a temperature of 47 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has conceded defeat in the race narrowly won by Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying he will not pursue a recount. Hovde could have requested a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point at about 29,000 votes. But Hovde said today that he would not do that. Hovde would have had to pay for a recount himself. Baldwin declared victory after the Associated Press called the race for her on November 6th, the day after the election. She outperformed Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, who lost Wisconsin by about as many votes as Baldwin defeated Hovde. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is grappling with a case affecting whether the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the state Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf last year. An attorney for the commission argued before the Supreme Court today that Wolf is validly holding her position as a holdover, and the commission is under no obligation to appoint someone. But the attorney for Republican lawmakers argued the commission must appoint an administrator so the Senate can vote on confirming that person. The court will issue a ruling later. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced today that Wisconsin will receive over $101 million to help families lower their home energy costs ahead of the winter season. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program funding comes through government funding legislation with additional support from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program is a federally funded program that helps households with their home energy bills by providing payment and energy crisis assistance to pay for gas, electric, and other methods customers use to heat their homes. Funding can also be used to weatherize homes to make them more energy efficient and during disasters and extreme weather to mitigate energy emergencies. Individuals interested in applying for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program can visit energyhelp.us or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline toll-free at 1-866-674-6327. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it awarded brownfield assessment services to the city of Baraboo to support the investigation of environmental conditions at a former manufacturing property. The award is from the DNR's Wisconsin Assessment Monies Program, which provides contractor services to communities to assess environmental conditions at eligible brownfield sites. A brownfield is a property where expansion, redevelopment, or reuse is complicated by real or potential contamination. Brownfields vary in size, location, age, and past use. The award will support the assessment of environmental conditions at the 0.28-acre property located along the Baraboo River. The city plans to transition the property to park use to increase public access to the river. The future park use will complement planned redevelopment efforts for housing and commercial use at adjacent sites. The property was most recently used for the storage and distribution of dairy products. Prior to 2004, the property was used as a foundry and machine shop and for garment manufacturing and sales. Contamination has been found at adjacent properties. The award provides the city with funding to help foster redevelopment through an assessment of the environmental condition of the property. Average gas prices rose slightly last week with a 1.7 cent bump. The average across the state is $2.83 today. This is 14 cents lower than a month ago and over 19 cents lower than this time last year. According to officials at Gas Buddy, the slight rise is to be expected after the significant drop in prices for several weeks. Several states saw gas prices jump or cycle last week. They will likely see prices decline at the pumps this week. The national average could potentially fall below $3 per gallon just before Thanksgiving. Before you head out to the woods, be sure you're checking your stand for safety. Tree stands are the leading cause of hunting-related injuries and deaths in the U.S. The statistics show about 1 in 3 hunters risk falling and facing serious injury. This is higher for archery hunters at 28% and firearm hunters around 13% of falling or nearly falling. You should inspect your equipment thoroughly before you plan to start hunting. Use a lifeline every time you climb. You should wear a full body harness at all times. Always follow the 3-point rule and keep contact with your stand or tree at 3 points. Use a haul line for your gear and have a hunting plan that you share with someone you trust. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and together with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Shoebox gifts prepared by donors and filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies may be dropped off now during National Collection Week. Last year, about 866 boxes were dropped off at the Grace Community Church in Richland Center that area churches and individuals had collected. Grace Community Church will once again serve as a drop-off point this week. Shoeboxes may be dropped off tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 7, Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 2, Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to noon, and Sunday from noon to 2. If you would still like to make a donation to Operation Christmas Child's Christmas Shoebox Program, boxes are available in the entryway of Grace Community Church. The door is not locked, so you can pick up a box at any time and return it this week during the drop-off hours. Boxes delivered to Grace Community Church will then be taken to Madison drop-off point before being taken to Chicago to be inspected and sent on their way. Respiratory virus season is underway in Wisconsin, and it's common this time of year for people to seek antibiotics when sick. When used correctly, antibiotics can help you feel better and save lives. However, when taken unnecessarily, they can cause harmful side effects and contribute to antibiotic resistance. To recognize and raise awareness of safe antibiotic use, Governor Tony Evers proclaimed this week as Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is calling attention to the do's and don'ts of taking antibiotics. Antibiotics are only effective for treating certain infections caused by bacteria, and when taken correctly, can prevent and treat serious infections and save lives. However, antibiotics don't treat infections caused by viruses. According to the most recent report on Wisconsin outpatient antibiotic prescribing, in 2021, nearly 33,000 prescriptions were written for patients with symptoms associated with viral illness, such as cough, bronchitis, and upper respiratory symptoms. So there is room for improvement in antibiotic prescribing practices in Wisconsin. DHS supports the efforts of healthcare providers in eliminating unnecessary antibiotic prescribing through provider education and engaging with work groups that connect healthcare providers from around the state. DHS also works in healthcare facilities around the state to review their organization's antibiotic use and prescribing trends. These efforts aim to reinforce proper antibiotic prescribing practices among healthcare providers. There are steps you can take to help prevent spreading antibiotic resistance and preserve the life-saving power of antibiotics. Use antibiotics only when needed. Take antibiotics exactly as directed. Complete the entire course of the antibiotic, even if symptoms disappear. Do not take someone else's antibiotics. The antibiotic may not work and may interfere with the correct treatment. Do not ask for an antibiotic when a doctor has determined it is not necessary. Ask a doctor about penicillin allergy. Some people report being allergic to penicillin, but common reactions to penicillin are often mistaken for an allergy. Dispose of antibiotics correctly. Safely dispose of unused antibiotics in a drug drop box. Find more information about safe antibiotic use and antibiotic resistance on the DHS website. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday, Quinton Kleinsaucer, Sunday's winner was Johnny Honer, and today's winner is Jesse Stellner.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 4 until 7, and again at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, the Muscadet Library, Pine Valley Community Village, or the Riverside Food Pantry. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet. Jackie L. Duncan Durst Dressen, age 51, died Sunday at Gunderson Boscobel Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Cleary Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Jackie L. Duncan Durst Dressen, age 51. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dobber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Dwayne J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dwayne J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River, died Saturday after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 30th, from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rebecca Powell had a daughter, Heidi.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1340. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. As expected, a big shield of rain is pushing up across Wisconsin right now. This is part of a storm which is currently moving up into northern Missouri and Iowa, tracking up into Minnesota by tomorrow. Large shield of rain running all the way from the Dakotas down to Kansas, east all the way toward Indiana. We could see amounts upwards of an inch or a little bit more through tomorrow morning before it tapers off. Now, we will be on the mild side yet through tomorrow, then much cooler air will filter in starting Wednesday and taking us all the way through the weekend. In fact, next week will be chilly as well, and it will be rather active with several weather systems coming through. Could see our first widespread snowfalls of the season across the region, so be sure to pay attention if you have travel plans over the next week or 10 days. Here's that forecast for tonight. Breezy with occasional rain showers, pockets of fog also possible. Temperatures basically holding steady from about 45 to 50 degrees. East-southeast wind 12 to 25. Tomorrow, rain showers ending in the morning. Mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of the year. High in the upper 50s. Southwest wind 10 to 20. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, turning colder with a small chance of light rain and snow showers late. Low at 33. Wednesday, cloudy, breezy, and cool. 50% chance of scattered light snow and rain showers. High at 40 degrees. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. Isolated light rain and snow showers are possible. Low 27 with a high of 40. Friday, maybe a few peaks of sun, breezy and cool. Low 30 with a high of 41. Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet. Low 27 with a high of 42. Sunday, increasing clouds. 40% chance of light rain and snow by evening. Low 27 with a high of 42. Have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we're receiving light rain, and we have a temperature of 47 degrees, which is also our daytime high, or so that's our current high for the day, and after a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high was 50, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 73 degrees, and a record low of 3 was set back in 1873. Last year's high was 56 with a low of 22. Sunset took place tonight at 4:35, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7. Winds are out of the southwest at 8. Our barometric reading is 29.67, and we have received 4/10 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Filney has more all-conference fall sports news.
The Six Rivers All-Conference football selections have been announced this week as one of its teams heads to the state finals, Potosi-Cassville. The Offensive Player of the Year was Owen Seferud of Blackhawk Warren. Defensive Player of the Year, Isaiah Groom, Potosi-Cassville. Offensive Lineman of the Year, Brady Stites and Aiden Upana of Blackhawk Warren and Potosi-Cassville, respectively. Also, the Defensive Lineman of the Year, Brady Stites of Blackhawk Warren and Denny Espirito of Potosi-Cassville. The Coach of the Year, Mark Sigert of Potosi-Cassville, and Jake Kathman of River Ridge was named as Assistant Coach of the Year. Boscobel's Cameron Luce was a first-team all-conference offensive wide receiver. Cameron Luce was the second-team punter of the year, and the honorable mention offense includes Landon Hastley of Boscobel and Riverdale's Gavin Krull. The honorable mention defense from Riverdale, Brody Meese, and Boscobel's Briar Wayne and Caden Strong. And the all-conference sportsmanship team, Wyatt Anderson of Boscobel and Owen Blankenship of Riverdale. Potosi-Cassville went undefeated during the year, going 7-0. Blackhawk Warren was 6-1. River Ridge 5-2. Iowa Grant 4-3. Seneca Wazika Steuben at 3-4. Pecatonica Argyle at 2-5. 1-6 for Riverdale. And Boscobel went 0-7 on the season in Six Rivers Conference football. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. farmers in the field. Gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Men's basketball teams at Wisconsin and Marquette are back in action tonight after posting victories last Friday. The Badgers upset number 9 Arizona by a score of 103-88 behind 41 points from transfer guard John Tonji. They welcome Texas Rio Grande Valley to the Kohl Center tonight. Tip-off for that contest will be at 7, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 on AM 1450, also online at WRCE.fm and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game for that contest will be at 6. The challenge for Marquette is bigger as Purdue visits the Pfizer Forum. Both teams are undefeated. The Golden Eagles held off Maryland on the road Friday behind 28 points from senior guard Cam Jones. Kansas strengthened its grip on number 1 in the AP Top 25. The rest of the top 10 turned into a jumble of teams swapping places. The Jayhawks picked up 5 first-place votes in the Associated Press's men's college basketball poll, receiving 49 from a 61-person media panel. Number 2 UConn, number 3 Gonzaga, and number 4 Auburn all received votes. The shuffling started with number 8 Alabama's loss to number 6 Purdue, a game that dropped the Crimson Tide 6 spots and bumped the Boilermakers up 7. Losses by Duke and Arizona shook up the top 10. Arizona, who lost to Wisconsin on Friday 103-88, fell 8 spots to number 17. The Badgers are ranked for the first time this season. They come in at number 19. Packers lineman Carl Brooks blocked what would have been a game-winning field goal as time ran out yesterday, helping his team escape with a 20-19 win. As the teams lined up, it looked like the Bears would finally break their 10-game losing streak against Green Bay. Quarterback Jordan Love had just put his team ahead with a 1-yard touchdown. Jaden Reed and Josh Jacobs also crossed the goal line, and wide receiver Christian Watson caught 2 long passes, gaining 150 yards on 4 receptions. The Packers host the 49ers this Sunday. The Badgers led much of the game, pushing number 1 ranked Oregon to the limit in a 16-13 loss on Saturday. Wisconsin's defense, led by safety Hunter Waller and linebacker Christian Allegro, was dominant. Quarterback Braden Locke connected with Will Pauling just before the half on a touchdown pass. The visiting Ducks finally took the lead back with 2 minutes to go on a 23-yard field goal. UW offensive coordinator Phil Longo was fired yesterday. The Badgers play at Nebraska this Saturday. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell says he never envisioned making a major staff change with the season still going on. Fickell didn't go into details about why he changed course and fired Phil Longo as offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Fickell also remained circumspect regarding the plan for the rest of the season. Fickell didn't specify who would call plays on Saturday at Nebraska beyond indicating it would be a collaborative process. Wide receivers coach Kenny Guyton will now work with the quarterbacks as well. Braden Locke will remain Wisconsin's starting quarterback. And after 13 straight wins to start the season, the Wisconsin women's hockey team finally tasted defeat on Saturday with a 3-2 loss. Kristen Sims and freshman Maggie Scannell scored Badger goals. The series was a battle between top-ranked Wisconsin and number 2 Ohio State, the reigning national champions. The Badgers host St. Thomas in next weekend's series starting Friday in Madison. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Monday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying, along with weakness in the dollar during the session. That was a positive for all grains and oilseeds to start the week. South American planting and development conditions look favorable, with the trade expecting big crops. Out of the open, Mexico bought U.S. soybeans, the Philippines picked up bean meal, and India purchased bean oil. January soybeans were up 11 and a quarter at 10.09 and three quarters. March was 10 and a quarter higher at 10.19. December bean meal was up 70 cents at 290.30, and December soybean oil was 17 points higher at 45.52. Corn was higher. With the U.S. corn harvest over, the focus is firmly on the planting and development weather in Argentina and Brazil. Export and ethanol demand continue to be solid, providing some support during the session. December was up 5 and a quarter at 429 and a quarter, and March was 4.5 higher at 439 and three quarters. And wheat was up on fund and technical buying, along with that lower trade in the dollar. Wheat is monitoring the rising Black Sea tensions, which could impact exports, and the trade was expecting the USDA's winter wheat crop condition rating to be up on the week. December Chicago was 10 and three quarters higher at 547 and a quarter. December Kansas City was up 15 and a quarter at 555 and a quarter. December Minneapolis was 12 and three quarters higher at 585. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct business. December live was up $1.15 at $184.10, and February was 72 higher at $185.97. January feeders were up $2.27 at $249.50. And hogs were supported by the steady to firm cash during the session and technical buying. December was up 52 at $80.02, and February lean was 37 higher at $83.27. Megan Gredner will have your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
And cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week as buyers and sellers have been busy preparing for the week ahead. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and in Texas. Bids and asking prices weren't established, and significant trade volume isn't expected until the back half of the week. Box beef closed mixed with solid and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $3.94 at $3.0728. Select closed 69 cents lower at $2.7545. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and down nearly 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrels of gilt at the national daily direct on $1.35 with a weighted average of $83.32. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values were weak, down just 4 cents at $97.07. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 31,000 on the week and up about 2,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Andrew Brandt with the U.S. Grains Council is concerned about potential tariffs disrupting trade efforts in 2025.
President-elect Trump is coming back. He has not hidden the fact. He did tariffs the first time. He intends to do them again. He's spoken of tariffs against China. He's spoken of tariffs against Mexico. Those are two very important markets to us.
More news after this.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wiffles hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Farm Op Capital and Compeer Financial are partnering to provide farmers with more lending options. The joint venture announced today will make the lending tools from Farm Op available to Compeer's farmers in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Dana Cole with USDA's Ag Marketing Service says the final rule for the federal milk marketing orders is ready for farmers to vote on as soon as it's published in the National Register. And there were some changes made.
Reducing the lag time on the skim milk composition factors. We made an adjustment on the non-fat dry milk methodology for make allowance.
Livestock economist Scott Brown says without the July cattle inventory report, much of the cattle industry continues to look for any substantial signs of retention and herd expansion. Agronomist Brett Lear with AgriGold says farmers should select hybrids for next year that have a higher resistance to tar spot because it's here to stay. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
More weed control solutions. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva U.S. Product Manager for Soybean Herbicides, Drake Robards, says the company will offer three new products in 2025. He tells Brownfield, Kyber Pro herbicide and Sonic Boom herbicide are pre-emergence herbicides, and Inversa is a post-emerge. More after this.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
AgriScience U.S. Product Manager for Soybean Herbicides, Drake Robards, says Corteva is bringing three new products to crop year 25.
There will be three new additions to the soybean herbicide portfolio through Corteva. The first one is Inversa, which is a post-emerge encapsulated acetyl core. The second one is Kyber Pro, which is a premium liquid pre-emerge product for grasses and broadleafs. And the third one is Sonic Boom, which is another liquid pre-emerge focused on controlling broadleaf weeds.
Speaking to Brownfield at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri last week, he said Inversa provides a lot of flexibility for growers.
It plays in different spaces. So it's labeled for use on many different crops, but the main focus on soybeans, corn, and cotton. So encapsulated acetyl core, excellent crop safety, and it's our proprietary formulation. So it was made to drive right to the soil upon application for really great residual in-season control. Kyber Pro is also a liquid pre-emerge, so to optimize weed resistance management, multiple passes a year. The addition of Kyber Pro with three different active ingredients allows about 6 weeks of residual control of grasses and broadleaf weeds in soybean acres.
Like Kyber Pro, Robart says Sonic Boom herbicide offers diverse modes of action and several weeks of residual control in convenient premix formulations.
Weed resistance management gets a lot of mind share for growers, especially when you're talking about water hemp and Palmer amaranth species. So again, having the opportunity to provide solutions for multiple passes, either in season, fall burn down, or pre-emerge, really optimizes a grower's ability to control weeds and keep weed resistance down to the best they can.
And to learn more,
two ways. You could visit Corteva.us/Inversa or Kyber Pro or Sonic Boom, whatever you want to learn more about, or by contacting your local sales rep out in the field that represents Corteva Crop Protection. We will continue to innovate in the future out through the end of the decade. The soybean herbicide portfolio will continue to evolve and be strong and competitive in the marketplace.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva AgriScience.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Supps Gym.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Yeah.
times in the back of my mind. I remember those days, still think about the nights we go deep in them woods, sipping granddaddy's wine, raising hell till dawn just to see the sunrise. Sweet old Alabama, Dixieland delight, cranking them tunes just to keep the mood right. Howling by the fire underneath the moonlight. See, you only live once, so we had a good time. Old tracks, something about the sound had me thinking about the past. Cold beer in my hand, hot girl in my lap, having too much fun, make it hurt when we laugh. The thing about fun is you can never have enough. No, you see the little things are the things that you love. So when you get down and the going gets tough, just forget about it all, man, and turn the music up.
That was Jesta James with Back in the Day. Good evening, Timothy here. I'm hoping each and every one of you are having a good Monday evening and hope you had a great Monday. You had a great first day back on the work week for most people. And yeah, right now our temperature is 47 degrees at 5:47. The rain has let up out there. We've received 0.4 of an inch of rain so far today. Kind of stepped outside, and yeah, it's not coming down now, so we got a little bit of a break in that rain, but it looks like we are going to maybe have some occasional showers throughout the evening, and maybe pockets of fog possible, and temperatures are only supposed to be around 45 to 50 for the low, so enjoy this weather, because as we get into next week, into Thanksgiving week, now, temperatures are only going to be for highs in the lower 40s and lows in the 30s, maybe dipping down to the 20s. So it's going to be cooler. But it's November, so we got to be thankful for this type of weather. But no, I hope each and every one of you had a great weekend. A lot of things coming up here soon. We got deer hunting weekend. It opens up the gun season, anyways, for deer hunting, opens up on Saturday, and then a week from this Thursday is Thanksgiving, so that's coming up really quickly. So hopefully each and every one of you have a great and happy holiday season. Just want to let you know from WRCO's Lost and Found Department, found a laptop on Highway 14 that was in the westbound lane and was found at the stoplights next to Walsh's Ace Richland Center. If you think you may have lost your laptop there, give a call to 608-647-3788. But you must describe the laptop to claim it, so they won't just turn it over because he had a laptop. You just got to give him some kind of description so that they know you are the actual owner. Also, Lost, a male white and black dog wearing a red collar. The dog was lost in the Hub City area. If you find this dog, give a call to 773-629-5023. And just wanted to pass along this information. Keith Bailing had called the station, let us know that the decorating for rotary lights in the park will begin on Friday. So that's going to be an exciting thing coming up soon. And that's going to be, the decorating will be Friday at noon, but no decorating should be done until then. So once again, decorating for rotary lights in the park will begin on Friday at noon, and no decorating should be done until then.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts at both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & CountryRC.com.
Pumpkin pie was a staple on New England Thanksgiving tables as far back as the turn of the 18th century. According to History.com, legend has it that the Connecticut town of Colchester postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. There could simply be no Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? I should start asking questions for you. Get a band beat. What's someone as beautiful as you? Do it waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band beat. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery, what's someone as beautiful as you?
But just a little too soon.